Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers. Luke is on the pro staff of Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Smoking techs, electric smokers, feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guests for this week's show.
Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke, and Mr. Larry Weissoon is with me, and we're going to have some fun opening this show up. We really don't know what we're going to talk about. Look at Larry laughing in the background. We've been doing this 20 years, folks, and we'll rehearse. Well, let's talk about this or that, Larry, and half the time we change the subject, don't we?
I think it's more than half the time, Luke. You're exactly right. We want to thank DSC, Conservation Education and Advocacy, Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable, stealth vision, so the finest optics made anywhere. And of course, you know, everybody knows I love to shoot Taurus handguns, so yep. the Raging Hunters. But I have to tell you, this week, these days we're looking at right now where we are, I'll be boarding a plane and heading to London to start with, and then over to Copenhagen, Denmark, to go on a Three Nations roe deer hunt with Mark and Carol Little, who bought the hunt at the DSC Foundation Gala last year in July. And I will remind everybody that it's coming up again this year in July as well, too, at the Gaylord, and we'll do that a little bit later. But going to be an absolutely fantastic hunt, hunting with Scandinavian pro hunters, Stefan and Sophia Bankston, dear, dear friends of mine who I've hunted with quite a bit and scattered throughout Europe in the past. And we're actually going to be hunting roe deer, trying to take one roe deer in each of Sweden, starting there, then go to Poland. And then when we finish in Poland, we'll end up in Scotland before heading back. And I love hunting roe deer. It's kind of like hunting small whitetail. Those things weigh about 40 to 50, 60 pounds somewhere along through there. And they've got little three-pointed antlers absolutely fantastic animal to hunt. So I can't wait to get over there, quite frankly.
Well, you know, talking about any kind of deer hunting, I naturally think about a grill and cooking some meat and all that. You and I could eat one of those. We could knock one of those out in an afternoon and an evening meal, I think, you know. But I bet I've heard they're really, really good eating. I've never eaten one. How do they compare, you know?
They're really delicious as far as I'm concerned. Have a very mild flavor, no gamey flavor. Of course, we're going to be hunting before the rut. They're really a unique animal. We'll talk about them a little bit more about when I get back. But yeah. They're in hard antler now, and they'll be losing their antlers in late November, or about November probably. And so a little bit different cycle than what we're on in terms of antler development. But you're right. They don't weigh a whole lot, but the meat on them is absolutely delicious. It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like a cross between deer, elk, and beef with not eating so much the tallow that's there. But even on those older bucks that we shot in the past, they were absolutely delicious. So I'm hoping we're going to be able to get a little bit of that. And who knows what else. We'll be spending about 2 or 3 days in each of those countries and hunting and doing a little bit of sightseeing. And got a feeling there's going to be lots of hunting stories told in the process of it as well, too.
Well, it sounds like my kind of deer, Larry. No doubt about it,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Tastes good eating. So, you know, you and I have some fun stuff other than just hunting. I say just hunting. We've got some hunts coming up that I'm really looking forward to here in Northeast Texas. But we have the Dallas Safari Club coming up in the Nacogdoches down in the East Texas chapter. That's coming up before very much longer. And I'm going to go down there with you. And last year that was so much fun. That's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
Look, it really is. There are actually two things coming up very quickly. We now have a DSC Texas Gulf Coast chapter, and we're going to have an event, a very limited event down in Cyprus on June the 5th, which is a Friday evening, and auction and a get together. And then, of course, on the 6th, the DSC East Texas chapter there in Nacogdoches has got a big day planned. Bringing people can bring in their deer heads from the last several years, and there'll be a bunch of those on display. Well, they've got several seminars going on during the day that you and I'll be involved in, and then that night they have their fundraiser. And one of the things that's really unique about DSC chapters is that their top fundraiser, they keep 75% of the money they make, 20% of it goes to the DSC Foundation, but the chapter also gets to tell the foundation where that money goes to, and only 5% of it goes to the DSC proper, and that's to support guys like Bruce Borowski and Mike that works with him to help continue setting up chapters. And that's only on their top fundraiser. Everything else they get to keep. So great organization. No other organization out there does that kind of thing. So really want to invite people there, and they can go to that DSC East Texas Facebook page and learn more about that as well too. And same thing with DSC Texas Gulf Coast as well too. We're getting the Facebook page put up, and so all kinds of good stuff there. And then of course we mentioned in July DSC, and we're making this kind of a DSC thing that seemed like this morning, but is the Summer Expo, and that's going to be held at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas, and it's the July 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. Great number of booths all from all over the world, all kinds of good things going on during the day. And Saturday night, we'll have our DSC Foundation Gala for making money for conservation. DSC Foundation last year granted a little bit over $1 million to extremely well-vetted research projects and things such as that nature and education. And so really want to get people involved in that. And in all instances, if they can't be there and they want to support those organizations or that organization, they can go to www.onlinehuntingauctions.com and look up those chapters and events, and they can bid on all kinds of great things there.
You bet. You know, something too, Larry, along just to continue this train of thought is the in September, folks, this is something I'd like to all of you to know about, and if possible I'd like for you to be there maybe. But in September there's going to be an event in Dallas, and Larry will be there, I will be there, and the assignment duties are already out, but it'll basically Larry, you know, you and I are going to be telling some stories, and I've been already thinking about some really comical things that's happened, and they revolve around getting locked in a deer stand together, and then 7.30 Waters contender pistol that when used with TC years ago that you got in my hands, and a real funny deal that happened with a wild hog and alligators. That one. And then I remember a time you and I and our friend Jeff Rice trapped, I think it was 4 wild pigs, maybe 5. How many was it? 4 or 5?
I think there were 5 in there to start with.
Okay. And I had the bright idea of using, I still got that trap. It's still sitting where it was down at Jeff's place. But it's made out of stock aluminum, about half-inch aluminum bars. Well, we had 5 hogs with their jaws wedged. They weren't hurt. They were just trapped. They got in there, and then they jumped, you know, like a hog will do, and every one of them got wedged in there. People need to hear that, because they may not believe it, but it really happened. We have it on film, don't we? We filmed that.
We did. Jeff filmed it for Sports with Life, and people can go back, you know, into the archives, because it's a weekly show, and there's lots of it there.
Yeah, it's
a whole lot of other things as well too.
Yep, you bet. Yep, and you know what happened, and it's probably, we'll just let the hog out of the bag right now. Not the cat, but the hog. we we were all, I got the bright idea, hey, let's barbecue some wild pork, you know. Well, that sounded good. So I brought a trap down. It's a small trap. I've trapped a bunch of hogs, one or two at a time. The whole trap's probably 7 foot long, 6 foot long. So it's a small guillotine type trap where the door drops. Well, let's set it out, boys. We set it out back in there, and I thought, well, we might, I don't know if we're going to catch one the first night. So old Jeff, he strings out some corn from a trail to that, which was the kicker. And So we're back at the camp the next morning, and you know, I'm fired up wondering if we got one, you know. And Jeff says, wait a minute, I hear a pig hog squealing back in the woods. And I, of course, Larry and I, ears at that point were not as attuned as Jeff's. I couldn't hear anything squealing, you know. You couldn't either.
No. His ears hadn't done all the things. He listened to all the things that you and I have over the years.
Yeah, that's right. We had about 10 years wear on our ears, I think. Anyway, so Jeff said, no, it's a hog. It's a hog that's squealing. And then I finally, you know, put a cupped hand to the ear, and I could hear. I said, wait a minute, I think I do hear a hog squealing. And then I remember looking at you, I said, this is not right. A hog in a trap is not, he's not going to be squealing, one hog in a trap. They just don't do that.
No.
They don't. And I said, what's going on? I had no idea what really, so we jump on the electric buggy, folks. And it's probably, 300 or 400 yards back in there down an old road. Go up there, and, there's five. And every one of those little rascals, they'd weigh about what, Larry, a piece? 30 pounds, maybe?
Yeah, 30, 35 pounds. Yeah. We're like,
good. They were the good eaters
we
wanted. But that's not what wound up happening. So we go in there and eat. You know how a hog's jaw, it's kind of like a wedge. His head's built like a wedge anyway. So what they would do, they'd charge those holes in those vertical bars and wedge their jaw in there. They were trapped in a trap. I mean, there were five of them stuck in those. They weren't in pain. They just couldn't pull their head out. So one or two got loose on its own, and we let them all go except one. And that one was a little bit bigger. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going to eat this rascal. This is our barbecue hog. Well, he was wedged in there big time. And on the video that we set the camera up on a tripod and just forgot about the camera. And I thought, wait a minute, how are we going to get this thing out? So everybody had their idea. And Larry went over to the buggy with a hammer. He comes back and taps that bar about twice, and that pig is loose and gone. There was no barbecue. So it was funny. It's one of those deals you'd almost have to be there. But we didn't have any barbecued pork that day. Larry, I've been a little wordy here. We're out of time, man. I can't believe it.
Well, we'll very quickly say they can learn more about our September event by going to and becoming a member of DSC by going to www.biggame.org.
You nailed it, Larry, and we'll revamp right here next week at the same time. How about that?
Sounds perfect.
Well, friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Luke, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on. That scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products. And folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.